WH doubles down after proclaiming March 31, 2024, which is Easter Sunday, to be Transgender Visibility Day. By Bradley J. on March 30, 2024. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre has doubled down after President Joe Biden declared March 31 Transgender Day of Visibility, which is Easter Sunday. Jean-Pierre's statement on X Saturday followed overwhelming backlash to Biden's animated affirmation of the controversial holiday as the same day as the holiest Christian holiday. On Transgender Day of Visibility, the Biden-Harris administration honors the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirms our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are treated equally, Jean-Pierre posted. Each year of his presidency, Biden has issued a proclamation about Transgender Visibility Day, which since 2009 has been on March 31. This year, Biden's proclamation, issued on Good Friday, another sacred day for Christians, announced that transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation and called for the passage of the Equality Act. That law would codify Democrats' embrace of gender identity, the made-up concept that one can identify as a sex other than what they were born as and become that sex. Democrats have tried to pass the bill for years but have yet to get it across a president's desk. Christians across the nation spoke out after Biden's declaration went viral. Republicans in Congress overwhelmingly opposed it as well. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, posted on X. Banning sacred truth and tradition, while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day, is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note. Biden has posted an Easter message on Easter Day in years past, although those statements were much shorter and seemingly boilerplate than his lengthy Transgender Day of Visibility call to arms. The proclamation can be read in full here. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.